Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action, crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you get more done in less time. And that's a fraction of the cost of a human employee. So if you're interested, it's so new, it's so fresh. We don't even have a website for it yet, but that's not going to stop us from getting started. Go to Facebook, send me a DM at JT Literally. Let's have a conversation. Let's see if that's something that you want to talk about. We'll take it from there. Today's guest is Fred Carey. He's the CEO of Idea Pros, and he has helped hundreds of brilliant entrepreneurs find their purpose and create their legacy. He produces content for entrepreneurs that has been viewed by over 100 million people, and his advice as a thought leader and business expert is widely sought after by both startup entrepreneurs and much larger companies. After taking two companies public and raising billions of dollars, he's known as a top 1% business professional, who's who in America, and top-ranked attorney for several years. And my personal favorite part of this bio, his personal brand can best be described as fuck average, be legendary. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Fred Carey, tell me something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Well, organization, and people don't think about that. It's really that simple. And when I say organization, I mean in many different ways: organizing yourself, organizing your company, and finding the organizational elements around you to have you create a better, more fluid environment. You know, as we go, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners and viewers are folks that are already in their business, they're growing their business, they've hit a roadblock, they don't know how to do things the way they used to, and that's called leadership. Oh, there's a big transition from being an entrepreneur to being a leader. When you look at some of the best leaders, you see people that have had really good ideas, then they surround themselves with really good teams, and then they get the hell out of the way. And if you can do that, then you're going to have that operational organizational structure to really be able to move not just you, but your entire organization fluidly towards the future.
And it's interesting you're talking about this transition from an entrepreneur to a leader, because they really are not necessarily the same thing. Opposite. You are not focusing on the same things, and you're not performing the same tasks.
Exactly. And a lot of times when we start feeling ourselves getting buried in tasks, then we know it's time to start thinking about that shift. If you're getting buried with all this stuff, then you're, as they say, you're working in the business instead of on the business, right? And as you migrate your role and go higher up that food chain, because before then you were every element of the food chain, and now you're going higher up and you have people coming in, working with you, supporting you, supporting your company, it's time to get all the best of the best in place so you can be a lot more organized in growing your business to the next level.
And one thing that's interesting that somebody pointed this out to me, and it's sometimes, Fred, like, you know more than you think you do, but you just need somebody else to point out the fact that you know that thing you didn't realize you knew. You didn't know you know. And one thing that stood out to me recently is I got a friend who, he runs a mastermind, and he has these several different tiers. And the top tier, it's like $50,000, $60,000 a year. And he's thinking, all right, I got to really deliver for these guys. We got to have extra meetings, and they got to be long, and I got to do all this, you know, dog and pony show. And he went and he got all of them to renew for year two. But he asked for some feedback. He's like, what can we do to make this better? And all of them said, less. Do less. And he's like, well, but you're paying the most money. I thought you would want more. And he said, no, I want less. I've got so much going on. I don't need more to do. I need more perspective. I don't need more time. I need more guidance. And that's the one thing that really stood out to me is entrepreneurs, we got to get in, we got to churn it out.
Yeah.
Leaders need to take a step back and empower. I wonder if you could speak to that a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, one of my favorite sayings speaking to that subject is, I'm sorry I wrote you such a long letter. I didn't have time to write a short one. And what does that mean? The same thing all those people want. Take your facts, condense them into meaningful points. Give me one sentence, two sentences. I don't need 15 paragraphs to find out that you need help with something. And I think that's one of the critical elements that we do. Do less, better. And I think if you can put that on your t-shirt, do less, better, you're going to find you're going to have an organization that's growing more rapidly than you thought it was going to go. And you're doing less work than you thought you were going to do because you're doing better work. And you're being a lot more concise, direct, to the point. You're recognizing problems and you're fixing them as they happen, not letting all this stuff pile up on you. That's that whole thing. And by the way, I wasn't going to steal your punchline and spout out the answer, but I knew what the answer is. You know, when as leaders, as growing organizations, we don't have time. Give me the Reader's Digest and let me know what's going on. Let me figure it out in my head in 2 seconds and come back with an answer.
Yeah, I keep a post-it note right here next to me at all times. It says, I had to get really smart to sound this dumb. I keep it like at eye level at all times. Like, don't overcomplicate this, fool. Come on, man. You got this.
Right, exactly.
And so I'm curious, you are invested in over 400 companies in one capacity or another. What are some trends that you see, good, bad, or ugly, that 400 different companies are doing? What are some things that you see that, gosh, probably nobody else has that perspective because they're not privy to that many different balls of wax, if you will?
Yeah, I don't know if it's really a huge secret, but in a sense it is. As entrepreneurs, as we're building our own businesses, we're worrying about our cash flow and our sales and how things are going. But what I'm seeing that every company needs nowadays in order to grow at a really solid level is funding and financing. And as a CEO, that's become part of your job now. As you're growing, you have a CFO that can help you with that. But before then, you have to be, even when you have a CFO, because no investor wants to speak to the CFO only after they've agreed that they want to invest in you, then they want to. Before then, they want to speak to the CEO. They want to know who's running the show and why should they put their money on them. And so what I'm seeing with all my companies, regardless of where they are, it's basically learn how to talk to investors, learn what they need, learn how you're going to utilize the additional capital, how you're going to grow well beyond the means that you can do organically, and be able to talk the talk. And in fact, I have a workshop every couple of weeks called Pitchcraft. And it's when I'm using it on all of my companies. And now it's all free, by the way. We've invited anybody to come in 2 hours and really learn how to pitch and really learn how to tell your story and go get money. Because you're either closing a round, you're in between rounds figuring out how to spend that money, or you're getting ready to start another round. That's what every one of those 400 companies is facing right now.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And what are some of the things as across your portfolio, what are some of the things that you see the companies that are really getting it right? What's one thing they really have in common? And you know, I'm going to ask the flip side question later.
Well, the biggest thing any company has in common with success that this is probably a secret is timing. Okay. Timing is the big thing. I mean, there was a study done, I forget whether it was Harvard or one other prestigious university. There was a timing done. They looked, study done. They looked at something like 25 companies that each had gotten hundreds of millions of dollars in funding by top level venture capital groups. They've each gotten really high level executives and they're really doing something cool. The ones that really made it are the ones that were hitting the wave just right. And it was interesting when you said at the beginning of the show here that you have all these AI tools that you're building. That's the sweet spot right now. That's the wave. That's where it's going. A year from now, not so much, because it's going to be just like, oh, you have AI, I have running water. That's how it's going to be wherever it takes us. But right now, if you have AI in your name, it's like if you had .com in your name back when I sold one of my companies for $125 million, because it was a .com company. So yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. And it's one of those, I was just having a conversation earlier about the adoption curve. And it's you tend to be wherever you fall on the adoption curve for one thing, it tends to translate over. And the easiest way for those of you who aren't too familiar is the iPhone. The iPhone came out in 2007, and you had people camping out days before in front of the Apple store to get the first iPhone. That's what you would, those people, you would call those like the rabid fans. And then the people who didn't camp out but wanted to get there and like be the first one to have an iPhone, we call those the early adopters. And then over time, it's like, all right, cool. We've got the early majority. That's when a lot of people are getting it. We've got the late majority. That's when most people already have an iPhone. That's kind of where I got in. And then we've got the laggards, which is like when your grandma got an iPhone. And so wherever you are on that adoption curve, for one thing, you tend to kind of stay there, and it almost like typecasts you for life, you know? Yeah. And I got an iPhone in like, I don't know, 2009 or 10 or something like that. And I was a little bit of like early majority, mid majority. And I've always been that kind of guy. And it was hard for me to jump into AI right now because it's like the Wild West and it's for early adopters and like, oh, you know, but I see the opportunity and I realize how much I'm missing. Like I see it. So I got to move myself earlier so that I can catch that wave, because the wave is now, like you mentioned. And so I'm curious if you could just dive in, like about the timing, could you expand on that a little bit more?
Yeah. Timing is critical in that bell curve that you're talking about. The adoption curve is shrinking as our technology is becoming more rapidly deployed and enhanced. That entire early adopter to grandma curve is getting very small. Now, the further complication with AI is there's no Android version, you know, unlike the iPhone. If you're in business and you're doing anything other than renting surfboards on the beach, you better familiarize yourself. You better use it, because it's really becoming like having electricity in your home. I mean, you just have to have it. And so I think that over the next period of time, we're going to see AI is at the very beginning stages. And look how just unbelievable it is already. Where it's going to be in 3 or 4 years, it's insanity. No, nobody's really going to know, but I can tell you this, you better get on the bandwagon.
Yeah, that's right. And so Fred, tell us a little bit more about what you do and who you help.
Yeah. So I'd started 10 different companies and as you said earlier, took a couple of public and had a couple more bought by public companies. And about 5 years ago, I decided to start Idea Pros to help entrepreneurs, because 95% of us are outsiders. You know, we didn't go to prestigious schools, get these advanced degrees, have professors that can get us $10 million from venture capitals down the street. And most of us, when we take that plunge to go into entrepreneurship, we don't have a support system. And so I created Idea Pros to do that for any entrepreneur out there fighting on their own. We really created a team of co-founders that are really experienced and very well connected that will help you build whatever it is that you need to build, whether it's a project, a company, yourself. We have solutions for all of that. And so that's why I started the company. It's been overwhelming. I've had over 100,000 applications. So I had to change our business model to have smaller pieces that people could buy into with a lot of automation, like you talk about. But that's what we're here for. And when we offer a lot of free stuff, I mean, if you go to ideapros.com, first thing you'll see is a free membership. And we provide content all the time on the free membership side of it that can really help entrepreneur. Or official Fred Carey on Instagram, Cary. 1 minute a day, I try to lead you to be a better person, to be a better entrepreneur, and become a better leader.
That's exciting. Awesome. So Idea Pros, and this is for entrepreneurs and startups that are looking to get an edge, whether it's to get funding or just to help grow their business. Yeah.
Yeah. If you got an idea, even, you know, 90% of the folks come to us at the idea stage.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Fred Carey, for joining us, sharing a little bit of wisdom about how to get things done, and especially understanding how to jump in at the right time. For those of you who want to learn more about what he does and his company, Idea Pros, you can go to ideapros.com, or you can find him on Instagram, official Fred Carey. We're going to wrap up from here. Whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you are looking for a little bit of boost in sales and support, we've got AI sales and support agents ready to go for you. So fresh, right out of the oven. We don't even have a website yet. Jump in there, send me a DM at JT Literally. Let's have a conversation. See if that's something that fits for you. That'll do it for this episode, everybody. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.